Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to Ellie Theater Bites review of Evil Dead the Musical, playing now with The Maverick, April 5th through May 18th, 2024. Before the first decent live-action version of Spider-Man, and its exciting Drag Me the Hell, a supernatural thriller from the early 2000s, director Sam Raimi was most known for his independent film series, Evil Dead, a franchise that continues to this day. The last film, Evil Dead Rise, premiered in 2023. The film's success on a meager budget with a very inexperienced crew showed what can get done when people with a story keep going. The story. Evil Dead is already a horror comedy. Take the silliness and camp from the original films, double down on it. Add dance tracks, and you're almost there. The Maverick Theater's production of Evil Dead the Musical brings blood, goofiness, and a lot of kitsch. Viewers, beware. Prepare for scares and lots of laughs. Evil Dead the Musical is set in a cabin in the woods during the 1980s. Five college students accidentally awaken the Book of the Dead, turning everyone in the cabin into evil demons. Only Ash, Stephen Alcatar, a Housewares employee, can save the day. The acting, one of the strengths and weaknesses of the cast, came from the singing in this production. This group of actors has good comedic instincts, evident in the acting on stage and even in the song. Still, it couldn't make up for the pitchiness. Not done in a funny, on-purpose way, and the lack of energy when delivering some of these tunes. The quirky nature of the tunes and the comedic approach some of the actors took paid off, but a more consistent ensemble vocally would have been more impactful. Haley Tweeter, Jacob Hunter, and Elena Harnack did display some nifty vocals at my performance. When the cast was acting and dropping one-liners, this cast shined. Acting-wise, Stephen Alcatar, Ash, and Samantha Green's Cheryl, charisma and physical acting delivered many of the shocks and laugh-out-loud moments in the show. It's undoubtedly funny and feels slightly improvised, so even the cast can't help but laugh in certain scenes. The set design combined with the effects, sound in this production from Alex Conaway and Brian Newell puts this show over the top. The effects are clever and well implemented in this comedic hellscape like a magic act on stage. The costumes from Heidi Newell are so 80s that it hurt me a little. Hurt from laughter, that is. The vintage tracksuit and the spandex workout pants worn by Cheryl are top of the list. Where do they find this stuff? I give Evil Dead the Musical an 8. Out of 10. It's a good show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater. If you like what we do, click on that coffee cup on the website and buy us a coffee.